Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Everyone knows that our president is racist, xenophobic, Islamophobic, and we are going to fight that. America has a history of fighting and stopping those kind of individuals who continue to divide people and divide communities.
Yeah, a Somali migrant there in Minneapolis, where there are apparently 80 to 100,000 of them, who in many cases have simply adopted whatever they were doing in their homeland and brought it to America. And the president says enough. Then the story breaks that there's $1 billion in fraud going on in the Minneapolis area, mostly linked to the Somali community. And Tim Walz, the allegation is, either knew about it or did nothing to stop it. And that's pretty amazing. We've got Mary Vogt with us this morning. Of course, she's the Vice President of Strategic Communication at the Heritage Foundation. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
I know you guys had an article on this yesterday that, in the title of it, I loved it. Thomas Jefferson could have predicted the massive Somali Minnesota fraud scheme.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. It's a great article in the Daily Signal by Jared Stepman. I mean, you can't make this up. Billions of dollars in this scheme. I mean, they had a welfare program called Feed Our Future, which was supposed to help individuals. Instead, hundreds of millions of dollars every year went to them supporting a lavish lifestyle, luxury vehicles. They even bought real estate in the United States, Kenya, and Turkey. It is absolutely abhorrent at a time when individuals are focused on gas prices and grocery prices and how the housing market, you see government waste taxpayer dollars to this level. It's absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, and what's the Tim Walz link to all this?
Well, he was governor under it, and so, you know, there's a responsibility of the governor to understand programs that are going out and how the taxpayer money is being spent. And let's just say, thank God he didn't win and become the vice president of the United States. Oh. Billions of dollars in his own home state are being used outrageously. What would happen on the national level? It's right for Donald Trump to call him out on this. I mean, it's right for him to try to fix the problem. And, you know, this is an issue that resonates really well with the American public. They don't want their taxpayer dollars being wasted. They understand they're giving money to our government, and they expect it to be used responsibly. That is both a Democrat and a Republican position.
You know, when you're talking about money being used responsibly, you also think about organizations like the Boy Scouts. People have been big supporters of the Boy Scouts for years. I know it's now been titled differently because they want to say that girls can be part of that, which is just such bogus. And the Department of War has supposedly been rumored to be cutting ties with them because they don't support the new value system. The Daily Signal had a good article on this too, because it seems like that's the right move, that at some point the government, if you're going to be supporting an organization, has to say, look, you don't support our values, therefore we're not going to back you financially.
Exactly. And this isn't them saying that the original intent of Boy Scouts for America, the fact that this group would instill values and virtue and hard work in young boys to raise them up to be strong men. Of course, Pete Hegseth and the Department of War would want to align with an organization like that, but that's not what this is. They changed their name, you know, in 2007, and they endorsed transgender ideology. They said that, you know, girls can be boys and boys can be girls, and promoted homosexuality within the institution. There's also, they faced like 80,000 claims of child sexual abuse in a scandal that basically bankrupted them in 2020. It's no longer the group that parents want to send their young boy to instill these values and to teach them life skills. It's become this left-wing woke program that indoctrinates children when it used to be nonpartisan. It's unfortunate. Of course, the Department of War wants to have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I hope people go to the Daily Signal and read that article. It's eye-opening because I was unaware of that, so I was really glad to read it there. Mary, I know we're going to run out of time here in about a minute and a half, but a big win in Tennessee yesterday in that special election. Is there a message there for the Republican Party?
Yeah, I mean, it was a terrible Democrat candidate that won. When you run and you make fun of the state that you're running in, you make fun of country music, and you make fun of people of faith, it's not going to go well for you.
Right.
We won the race. There are, you know, the turnout numbers on the right weren't outstanding. There were a lot of individuals that didn't still vote. The candidate did a great job of saying what we stand for. And I think that's what affected us in Virginia. We were very obsessed with Jay Jones and the comments that he made, rightfully so. But we didn't provide the voters with an option or a solution of, this is where we stand. This is how we're going to help you with gas prices and grocery prices and housing and government getting out of your lives. We didn't do that enough. And so in Tennessee 7, the candidate did do that. I think he did a great job of getting his message out. He was relatively unknown as a candidate, so having to introduce himself to the public, he ran a great race. So it was a great win for us. I hope the Republicans take what happened there and use that going forward. We have the midterms to look at.
Right.
We really need conservatives in D.C. that are willing to implement the Trump agenda.
Hope so. Mary Vogt with Heritage, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Heritage.org, DailySignal.com. Coming up, we'll get to Evan Brown from Fox News Radio. He's talking more about the asylum crackdown and the drug boat attacks.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.